Welcome to the Nomi Bahar podcast. Her mission is to help people reach their true potential, transform limitations, and achieve a life of fulfilling success. Nomi is a human potential expert, motivational speaker, and trained psychotherapist who created the highly acclaimed method and program Gates of Power. She is the author of the best-selling book, Gates of Power, Actualize Your True Self, and founder of White Cedar Institute for Expanded Living.
Moving beyond fixing into transformation. This is what we're learning in this course. In the first part, I went through the two most important elements in the process of transformation. And the first element was what I call the three aspects of the self. Each one of these has its own energy field. Our emotional self has all these different colors because it has all these different emotions. So you can imagine all the colors of the rainbow, and some dark colors are in there for pain and fear and loneliness and hopelessness and such. All of that sits in our emotional self. The bright colors, the brightest and the most beautiful, and the darkest. Now, our defensive self is a more contractive, reactive, controlling part of ourselves. And it is darker. The emotions there are darker based on fear and concern. And the energy is more controlling, contractive. So you can imagine maybe dark blues are sitting there in the defensive self. And the energy and the colors that sit in our expanded self are very, as the name says, very expanded. So there's a lot of light there. The energy is very open, very flowing, very embracing, accepting, and very powerful, loving energy radiating in our expanded self. So all these energies are living inside of us. We are energy beings in a physical body. So our spirit is not sitting in our body. Actually, our body is sitting in our spirit. Our spirit is way, way beyond our body. In this course, I would like you to learn to differentiate the energies and emotions that sit in your emotional self, the energies, the emotions, and the reactions, behaviors that sit in your defensive self. And most importantly, I'd like you to come to know your expanded self, that place inside of yourself that is, as I said, directly connected to the universal energy, to the universal wisdom, creativity, and such. And in this course, we're going to speak about it over and over again and give you some tools to learn to live in your expanded self, not just know about it, not just think about it once in a while, but live in it, in your daily life, in your daily actions. And not only just live from there, but learn to coach and heal, guide, love, support your emotional self that needs a lot of loving and healing, and your defensive self that needs a lot of relaxation, needs to learn trust, because that part of you does not trust life. So you need to learn to differentiate who is leading your life in each moment of your life. Most of the time, for most people, your defensive self is the leader of your life and the color of your energy, the vibrational color of your energy. And from this part of you, your defensive self, you are constantly fixing yourself. You're not healing yourself. You're not transforming yourself. You're not expanding yourself. You are fixing. And what do I mean by that? Your emotional self and your defensive self are very close to each other. You can think about them as two twin sisters or two twin brothers. And your defensive self is compensating for wounds and all kinds of negative beliefs and negative emotions that you harbor in your emotional self. And most of the time, because of the bruises of life, we internalize and we interpret that there is something not enough about us, something not quite lovable, not quite right, not quite worthy, and so on. So once we internalize that kind of sense of self about ourselves, our defensive self is going right into the big project. How do we compensate for that? How do we make ourselves lovable, acceptable, valued, and so on? And we must do that now. And it contrives all kinds of ways of fixing that. Now, obviously, there is nothing much wrong with you. But once you internalize that at a very young age, you develop a whole defensive structure to fix that terrible part of you, quote, that unworthy, unlovable, something wrong with me part of you. And that's what you are doing a lot and most of your life. So people are trying very hard to improve themselves, to make themselves look good and worthy and lovable and get the approval of everybody around and get the status and get this and get that. And that is the fixing that we do. And it's not making us healthy or happy at all. So I'd like to emphasize the difference between fixing and transformation. When you're doing the fixing, it's a lot of effort. There is a lot of resistance. There is a lot of pushing uphill. And when there is a transformation, which is something that happens only from your expanded self, a transformation is a sense of moving from one state of mind to another in an effortless way, in a flowing, loving, accepting, embracing, receptive way. And that is very, very different. So to summarize for now, in this training, you're going to learn to differentiate the energies, the feelings, the behaviors, the reactions that sit in each one of those aspects of yourself. And you're going to get the tools to establish yourself, ground yourself in your expanded self so that you can learn to live from there in your daily life, in the moment by moment. And you will get some tools to be able to heal, parent, guide, relax the two other aspects that are more childlike aspects. They're more primal. They're connected to your body while your expanded self sees, feels, knows, lives way beyond your present moment and your body. So it's a much larger, powerful part of you. In the meditation that I will lead you through in the next part, you will get to sense some of these things that I just talked about, and you will get to ask yourself some questions, guiding questions, that would lead you to a little deeper understanding about yourself, your true nature, your purpose, what's in your way, and how do you move out of the very contracted place into the expanded place of you. So take those few minutes and sit comfortably. Relax for a minute. Close your eyes. Make sure that your jaw is open, that your shoulders are relaxed and flowing down. Your eyes are resting. Take yourself out of everything that is happening today or might happen later and put yourself inside your body. And actually sit comfortably inside your heart, inside your emotional center. Just sit there and breathe. Imagine that where your third eye is, there is a huge window. Open it up and see a vast blue sky. And let that sky become your mind. Let your body be flowing like a river of energy. Let it be, let it flow. Feel the pulsations, vibrations moving through. And let your mind be as empty as possible. And just breathe for a minute. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just being here. When you are expanded, peaceful, vast like the blue sky, breathing, just enjoying being, you're in your expanded self. But today, take a minute and move into your emotional self. And just notice any kind of feelings that are happening within you this minute. Don't judge them. Don't try to fix them or analyze them. Just allow yourself to feel what might be moving through your emotional. And now let it go. And breathe. Now see if you can contact your defensive self. That part of you that's very concerned, anxious, always afraid that something might not be going right. There is a certain worry, tightness. Connect with that for a minute. Within that, ask yourself, what holds you prisoner in this place of contraction? What is your deepest worry? What is your deepest fear? What is your deepest concern about life, about yourself, about others, about possibly how others are going to respond to you? See if you can let that come to you without the intellectual effort, just your intuition. What is holding you there, kind of stuck energetically? Hopefully something came to your mind. It's okay. In all these meditations, be very trusting. Just allow whatever comes to come. Don't make it very tense or very important. Relax into the knowledge coming to you. So now let's ask, is it really you, that part of you that is very concerned, very contractive, very tight? Is it really you? And actually, it's not you. It's just a very contracting place within you. You are contracting. But it's not you. There is something else that is you, that's right behind this contraction. There is a part of you that loves freedom, loves expression, loves creativity, loves spontaneity. Loves just being you. So if we could, with some miracle way, undo this contraction, power wash all these fears and notions that you have accumulated very young throughout life, throughout maybe lifetimes, if we can power wash them, who would you be? Who are you really? And yes, it's possible to let go of all of that, since none of it is true. Is all these things are notions, beliefs, emotions that we harbored, interpreted, and internalized over time in life, mostly when we were very young. And we carried them, possibly, from one life to another. So you're not your negative sense of yourself. You're not your fears, you're not your insecurities, you're not your limiting beliefs and behaviors. All of that was acquired, like the mud you collected along the way of life. And in this course, you're going to challenge some of it and let go of it. In the next part, you'll have a little written assignment that I call the four grand questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What's in my way? And how do I get there? So take your time and have fun filling up the answers for these questions. They are the grand questions that people asked for generations. And I'm sure you asked yourself these questions before, but it's nice to just write down some things that come to us. Now you can come back to your breath. Gently move your neck, your arms, your hands. Take some deep breaths. And open your eyes. I look forward to us working together, discussing, sharing. Let's discover who we truly are. What can we do for ourselves, for others, for the world? How can we develop our potential? So take the first step. Subscribe to the podcast. And then get some more information. Go to gatesofpower.com.